If you've had enough and want to wake up our recalcitrant Congress, join me on Democracy on Fire with Kay Brown for the top 23 reasons we need regime change now. Hope to see you there, Democracy on Fire, on United America Network. Hello, and welcome to Democracy on Fire, my newly renamed podcast that was formerly Hotspots with Kay Brown. As those of us who value inclusivity and civility in our society have concluded, it's pretty evident that things are more than a bit off track. The guardrails have come down and vulnerabilities of democracy starkly exposed. There's certainly reason for hope and there's good momentum, but let's just say we have challenges. Trump is crazy, so let's start there. Nobody knows what he will do next. The future is speculation, but looking at the past 15 months, it's very clear he has used his power to impose an authoritarian-style government on us, and that this is having huge implications on our liberties and our lives. His actions are even showing signs of more extreme fascism, glorifying violence, suppressing dissent, scapegoating immigrants and minorities, attacking the media, to mention just a few. So, it's time for a change. Past time for a change. Here are my top 10 reasons that regime change is needed now here at home. Let's just review a few of Trump's actions. Number one, starting a reckless war with Iran, threatening genocide against an entire civilization, and terrorizing 90 million citizens of Iran, a war crime in violation of international treaties. This war has thus far resulted in the deaths of thousands of civilians and children in Iran and other countries in the region. Number two, refusing to uphold the Constitution and the rule of law. Number three, wrecking the federal government with DOGE, the Department of Governmental Efficiency. Number four, giving tax breaks to billionaires while cutting safety net programs, including food, healthcare, childcare, and housing. Tanking the economy while enriching himself and his family by billions via corruption, scams, cryptocurrency, insider trading, and real estate deals. Number six, taking over the Congress's spending authority. Number seven, attacking women's rights, LGBTQ plus rights, religious freedom, banishing DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion from federal policies. Number eight, attacking universities and colleges. Number nine, doubling down on fossil fuels, ending renewable subsidies and climate monitoring. Number 10, withdrawing from international efforts to address the climate crisis. Number 11, disregarding science, cutting back scientific research. Number 12, lying constantly about everything. Number 13, abandoning our allies and helping our enemies, squandering America's leadership as a force for good in the world. Number 14, threatening arrest to six members of Congress for speaking the truth about refusing illegal orders. Number 15, bombing random small civilian boats in international waters and killing more than 100 alleged traffickers. Number 16, freeing and pardoning convicted drug lords and January 6 rioters. Number 17, seizing ballots in Georgia. Number 18, killing Renee and Alex, letting ICE terrorize the undocumented as well as those with legal status, breaking up families with deportation, leaving children without parents, locking up people in detention camp conditions. Number 19, implementing Christian nationalist, militaristic, male-dominated, racist, homophobic, anti-woman, anti-immigrant, anti-inclusion policies across the military and the government. Number 20, depicting the Obamas as apes and himself as Jesus. Number 21, using the Department of Justice for political retribution against his enemies. Number 22, the Epstein files. Number 23, being mentally unstable. Okay, that's 23 reasons. I couldn't get it down to just 10. And that's just the start of it. There are so many outrages that none of them are getting proper exposure and attention. About his mental instability, from his public statements and social posts and videos and behavior, we can all see and observe that he is increasingly irrational, impulsive, incoherent, volatile, deranged, profane, threatening, and out of control. It has never been clearer than when we consider the implication of his statements threatening to end Iranian civilization in one night. With Christian nationalist Give No Quarter Secretary of War Hegseth at the helm, a holy war is being waged in our name, and we are all complicit. But this is not who we are. So we must all say enough now. It's time for Congress to do its duty under the Constitution and remove him. Hello, Congress. Are you still there? Please, particularly if you are represented by Republican senators and members of Congress, call them and demand that they stop ignoring the deteriorating condition of the big orange elephant in the room. Thanks for listening and for staying engaged in a moment that demands it. And please remember to hit that like or subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode of Democracy on Fire. Find us on United America Network and other podcast platforms.
Democracy on Fire with Kay Brown is edited and produced by Sam Page, executive producer Joy Silver, and is a production of the United America Network. This is what democracy sounds like.
Thanks for listening and staying engaged in a moment that demands it. And please remember to hit that like or subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode of Democracy on Fire.
Democracy on Fire with Kay Brown is edited and produced by Sam Page, executive producer Joy Silver, and is a production of the United America Network. This is what democracy sounds like.